We are back, joined now by one of our favorite guests, direct from the 17th century and the Renaissance pleasure fair, Sir Francis Drake.
What a pleasure to be in your service again, sir.
Sir Francis, you get younger each year, I always comment, and time does well with you.
Well, we have been speaking for many a year, and you are the very picture of health here.
Well, you are featured, sir, as I may point out, in our new Straight Talk Reporter, a wonderful picture of you and some characters from the fair. And the fair opens this April 10th for 7 weeks. Tell us about it.
Well, it continues through the 23rd of May, a celebration of springtime. For some 48 years, we have celebrated in Southern California. Now we are at the Santa Fe Dam Recreation Area, and we have brought together some 150 fine craftspeople, excellent feast foods, and 1,000 players to lure you away.
And if you haven't been to the fair, just to give you a taste of it, take a look at this wonderful promotional tape. Sir Francis, wonderful piece, and there's something for everybody at the fair. Food, music, comedy.
Oh, indeed. It is a great place to eat. Oh, you joined us last year. What did you eat there at the fair?
We had the legs. And the bowl of soup. And, of course, the beers and the ales.
Oh, indeed, to toast every parade that would pass you by. Did you put your hand to the games? There's the throwing of axes, javelins, the shooting of cannons, crossbows.
And we were a witness, of course, to the royal joust.
Aye, indeed. 3 times a day, these men with 80 pounds of armor on them ride at each other at a full gallop, attempt to unhorse each other, and then do honest battle.
And, of course, one of my favorites, the wet washer women, are there.
Oh, they are indeed. One of the stages, 7 stages, is filled with these 2 women that will lure members of the audience up onto the stage, make light of them for the delight of all, and all is watery fun.
And a lot of folks come dressed in costume, and you're welcome to do that. You don't have to. You can rent stuff or buy stuff there. But so many folks just get into the spirit of it by coming in those great outfits.
Oh, indeed, indeed. Come in the costume of the day. You may buy fine clothing there, rent costumes, as you did say, and you may choose your class that day to play.
Well, I think upper class always has a certain appeal. But now, Sir Francis Drake, you are an important member of the royal entourage.
Simply put, sir, a pirate, and I will be called by the Queen to make an accounting of our voyage to the New World and the great treasure we brought home.
Well, we may come as pirates this year and surprise you. We have some costumes, and we are getting a group together. And pirates are part of the mix.
Oh, indeed. We have themed weekends. 2 of them are swashbucklers. We honor the marketplace, the wine of the day. So all is celebration in that play.
And Sir Francis, I know you believe this so deeply, but it's more than just fun that you're having. There's a message about celebrating life.
Oh, indeed. In celebrating springtime, it is history brought to life and a chance to play as our people have played for centuries.
And England was kind of a more conservative society then, but they let loose in the spring.
Oh, indeed, indeed. The wenches will lure you away, as you well know. And, of course, any good gentleman will raise you a cheer. So join us at the fair for good merriment there.
Sir Francis Drake, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for joining us here on Straight Talk, sir.
Eat, drink, and be merry. Huzzah!
We'll be back with the remaining portions of our show after these messages.
Welcome to McKenna's on the Bay, where fine dining is complemented with a breathtaking view. McKenna's is a restaurant of incredible ambiance, providing service and cuisine with style, class, and romance. The menu offers a variety of appetizers, serious seafood, prime steaks, an oyster bar, and specialty entrees for either lunch or dinner. McKenna's on the Bay features patio dining, nightly entertainment, and two banquet facilities. No matter what your occasion, McKenna's on the Bay is like being on vacation. Join us today at McKenna's on the Bay.
The original Renaissance Pleasure Fair, now in L.A. at Santa Fe Dam.
Founded in 1976, Polly's Gourmet Coffee is Southern California's most complete gourmet coffee store. Polly's has the best tasting coffee, freshly roasted every day right in the store. Plus a wide selection of teas, an in-house bakery, espresso bar, patio dining, and more. We also offer Wi-Fi, free internet access for all of our customers. Our nationwide clientele agree, when it comes to coffee, there's only one name to remember. Polly's, 4606 East 2nd Street, welcoming you into Belmont Shore.
How do you like your chances the rest of the way?
I got no idea. But I do know that if we stay with Naples Rib Company, at least we won't go hungry.
Coach, what do you think about some of those questionable calls tonight?
Oh, yeah. But if you want a sound call, I'd call Naples Rib Company. You can't miss on that call.
Then Naples Rib Company is part of your game plan?
There really is nothing more motivating than a great barbecue meal at Naples Rib Company.
Victory or not, Naples Rib Company, great game plan.
What a marvelous show and a very special guest, really showing the importance of the arts in our community. Dave Kelly, who not only is the director here at Advanced Media Productions, but a fine documentary filmmaker capturing what Long Beach did during World War II. Dee Dee, an actress on the live stage, on film, on TV, and of course Sir Francis Drake. All artists that enrich our lives by their artistic talents. And Sir Francis, there's so much to be grateful for. I mean, a lot of communities have differing views of the importance of the arts, but arts are very important to our whole society and culture.
Oh, indeed. We have a living history lesson truly there at the fair, and a good many schools come to us there because they have an opportunity to meet historical characters come from history's page.
And it's very different from just seeing it in a book or in a movie to be actually there and surrounded by that. And you have troops that actually not only are there at the fair, but they meet all year long as these different troops.
Oh, indeed. And 4 weekends previous to the fair, we have workshops for our 1,000 performers, and they're taught the culture of the day, the language, the manners. So when you do meet us at the fair, it's as if they have come to life there.
And I understand you even perform marriages at the fair.
Oh, there's a marriage garden. It is quite popular in our day. And we even invite the children to come for a special school day. On Friday, some 8,000 students from the Inland Empire come to the fair site and have a lesson in the day of what their life would have been like 400 years ago.
Well, 400 years ago, people got married when they were 12 or 13 or 14. Had babies, and then they were dead when they were 30.
Oh, indeed.
It was a whole different time span.
Oh, indeed, and that always catches the attention of the seventh grader.
Well said, well said. So it's something you can bring your kids to. I understand children under 12
Under five are free.
It's a marvelous, marvelous experience, and I encourage you to go to the fair and enjoy springtime.
Oh, 9 hours of pleasure there. Come early with good appetites.
Thank you all so much for joining us. Thanks, Sir Francis. Be with us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison, the Press Telegram, and Long Beach Magazine. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.